is here to heal you on tonight. Amen. Amen. So let's look at Q1. Q1 is, where does sickness come from? Where does sickness come from? Listen, there was no place for sickness and disease in the original plan of God. So as you know, at the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, when Adam took the apple and he ate of the apple, or he ate of the fruit, we'll say the fruit, he ate of the fruit, that caused a big thing to happen, because during that time, listen, sickness and diseases was not, it was no need for that, because everything was whole, everything was good. There was nothing bad going on until the fall of Adam. And when the fall of Adam took place, then everything else started going down. Amen? Everything else started going down. So I just want to encourage you to let you know that, guess what? God is still in the healing business. Yeah, I say God is still in the healing business. And I believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. The Bible says, listen to me, the Bible says that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. So yes, so the question was, where does healing come from? And then the answer was, God bless you, Apostle Austin. Blessings be unto you. Thank you so much for tuning in. There was no place for sickness and disease in the original plan of God. Upon completion of the work of each creation day, God looked, watch this, God looked upon it with approval and saw that it was good. You will find that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. When Jesus started doing the creation, he looked at it and he saw that it was good. Excuse me, y'all, my mouth getting a little dry there, but it's all good. So when Jesus looked at it, when he started saying, let there be light, he saw that the light was good, and that's what he wanted to always have, was light. Come on, somebody. So he saw that it was very, very good. Number two, God never intended for man to be sick in body, but rather that he have physical health, as well as that of soul and spirit. So guess what? Not just your body, but he says here, so he says here that I want you to be physically fit, have good health, and not only that, but I will need your spirit and your soul to be healthy. Oh, my God. I need your spirit and your soul to be healthy. Listen, in this hour, in this season, your spirit, your healthy, your health is very important. Your spirit, those of you that's not saved, if you're watching me and you're not saved, I'm telling you right now, you need to stop what you're doing and you need to say, Lord, save me right now. Yes, because you don't want to die and go to hell in your sins. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, you don't want to die and go to hell. And those of you that are saved, we got to even get to the point where what we do is called rededication of our life, because we never know. We never know. Listen, I understand that people say once saved, always saved, but I want to have the reassurance that I am saved. And not only that I'm saved, but I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So some of you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Some of you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Because just like a car, if you don't fill that car up, guess what? You won't be able to drive it. And your spirit, you won't be, listen, your spirit will not be able to carry and handle the things of the world if it's not, if you're not in the kingdom of God. Lord have mercy. So he says here, let's look at two again. God never intended for man to be sick in body, but rather that he have physical health as well as that of soul and spirit. You will find that in 1 Thessalonians, those of you that take the notes, you will find in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Remember, you are able to call the prayer line if you need prayer. You see the number on the screen. So you will find that, and that number is 999-3060. Okay? So you, again, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and then in 3 John chapter 2. So now let's look at B. B says, however, with sin came sickness into the world, and so death passed upon all men. Let me say this again. However, with sin came sickness into the world. So when sin came, coming back from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, when sin came in the world, sickness came along with it. Okay? So realize this. There's always will be light and dark, and the enemy will always try to mimic what God does. So when you see light, always know that darkness is behind the light. And so when the world came into sin, the sickness came as well. But even in this, God is well able to heal you. Listen, I'm telling you right now, God is well able to heal you from whatever emotions that you're feeling, whatever physical things that you're feeling, whatever's going on in your mind, whatever's going on in your spirit, whatever's going on in your soul. God is well able to heal you right now. Listen, somebody's watching me right now, and your mind is hurting. Your mind is telling you to do this and do that that you know that's not of God. Put your hands on the screen right now and touch my hand, because the Lord Jesus Christ is healing you right now, even in your emotions. Even in your emotions, the Lord is healing you right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you by the power of the living God. I understand that you're going through. I know. I feel your spirit right now. But God is healing you in the midst of you going through. And the Lord is simply saying, trust me in this hour and trust me in this season. Y'all make sure I keep my time. Hallelujah. So in this hour, trust me. Okay? So let's look at key number two. Jesus undid at Calvary the deeds of Satan, the destroyer. We're talking about tonight, for those who just hopping on, we're talking about tonight divine healing. God is doing something great through this life, and I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that divine healing is your portion. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. Hello, somebody. So if you are a saint of God, if you are Christ's life, healing is your portion. But it just don't stop there. I am a full believer. I'm a full believer that God also do miracles for those that don't believe. Come on, somebody. So somebody going to receive a miracle because you don't believe. You're not a believer, but God is going to heal you. Hallelujah. So however, Jesus undid at Calvary the deeds of the destroyer, Satan. You will find that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. What the enemy did in the book of Genesis, by the time Christ got to Calvary, oh God, by the time Christ got to Calvary, don't you know that when they nailed him to the cross, when they put the crown of thorns on his head, they put the nails inside of his hand, pierced him in the side, put nails in his feet, and the stripes that he bore, guess what? He did it. He undid all of that when he was on Calvary Cross. When he was on Calvary Cross, he allowed Satan to be defeated. Okay? So that was 1 John chapter 8. Okay, so let's look at So that was key number two. So look at, let's look at A for key number two. Through the work of the cross, the believer can attend physical health, as well as the salvation of his soul. Let me say this again. Through the cross, you must have to come. You must believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins. I'm going to say that again. You must believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins. And even in that, you can receive your portion of your healing and your wholeness. It is a process. But again, God is well able to do what he said he's going to do. Even as I'm sitting here talking to you on tonight, I just feel that some of you just want to give up. I'm telling you, this is not the hour. This is not the time that you will give up. But you got to go forth in believing that God is healing you right now. Not only he's healing you, but he's making you whole. I'll say that again. Not only he's healing you, but he's making you whole. I speak to somebody's body right now that your body is racking in pain even as I'm speaking to you. If you want to call in, you can call in at 563-999-3060. The number is on your screen. Please call in at that number because God is getting ready to do something spectacular in your life. You're getting ready to be a testimony of what God is getting ready to do. And there's somebody that God has already healed. Maybe they need to hear your testimony. Your body was racking in pain, but because just for the few little words that you have heard me spoke, God has done something in your body. I don't care what it is. It could be your pinky toe that's hurting. God healed it. Lord have mercy. So you cannot give up on God. You cannot give up on him. Why? Because he's not giving up on you. So again, Jesus undid at Calvary the deeds of the destroyer, Satan. Okay? Then we said, through the work of the cross, the believer can attend. You can grab hold to physical health as well as the salvation of your soul. You will find that in Isaiah 53:5, Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24. There's a lot of scriptures, so I'm not reading them all. I'm just calling them out to you, okay? So B, therefore, physical healing is closely associated, watch this, physical healing is closely associated in scripture with spiritual deliverance and forgiveness of sin. We don't hear people talking about physical deliverance. We don't hear people talking about deliverance from your past. We don't hear people talking about the forgiveness of your sin. It's all about gimme, 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 gimme. But listen, all of these things will be added unto you if you trust and believe God. If you have accepted Christ in your life, everything else will what? Grab hold to you. Everything else will attach itself to you. If you first confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, my God, is your Savior, God will give you the things that you need to go through with what you're going through. Those of you that's taking notes, Psalms 103:3, Isaiah 33:24. Then you have Isaiah 53:3-5, Matthew 4:24, Matthew 8, 16 through 17, Matthew 9 and 26, and then Matthew 12 and 22. I know you can't get all that down, but you can always watch the replay or what have you, and you will have those scriptures. Then you have Mark 2, 1 through 12, because we're still talking about the physical healing is closely associated in the scriptures. So I'm giving you scriptures to show you that it comes with spiritual deliverance and forgiveness of your sin. Okay? So that was Luke 5 and 18, Acts 5, 16, and James 5 and 15. Let's look at key three. What are the spiritual requirements necessary for obtaining physical healing? Are you ready? One must first have the desire to be healed. One must first have the desire to be healed. If you don't have the desire to be healed, that sickness, God bless you, Apostle Brandon Thompson. Thank you so much there in North Carolina. You have to have the desire to be healed. Once doubt, fear, and frustration set in, that sickness will continue to breathe. But if you believe God and in his timing, God will do what he needs to do. Listen, don't be discouraged if you don't get the instantaneous miracle, the instantaneous healing, the instantaneous wholeness. Some things are just a process. It's not that God can't do it. It's not that God won't do it. I'm telling you, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So you will find it in Matthew 20, verse 30 through 33. You will also find it in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. And John chapter 5, verse 6. Let's look at B in key number 3. He must believe that God is able to heal. You must believe that God is able to heal. Don't allow the enemy to whisper those sweet nothings in your ear. Don't allow the enemy, God bless you, Sister Chris, don't allow the enemy to whisper doubt in your ear that you're not going to get healed. Don't allow. When you start hearing doubt, you start rebuking. Remember, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. And you have the right to reject what the enemy is saying to you. And guess what? He may not speak it and say it directly to you, but he will use people that's close to you. Oh, you might well give up. You might go ahead and plan for your funeral. You're going to stay limping. You're gonna stay sick. You're going to keep that headache. Your back going to always hurt. Your knees going to always hurt. No, you ain't. Listen, watch this. You and the devil and his mama, if he got one, is a liar. Because he told me that I'm more than a conqueror, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And guess what? You're not going to be like this. I'm not going to be like this always. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your mama say. I don't care what your daddy say. You will not be like this always. Trust me and believe me that your season of your healing and your season of your deliverance is now. It's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week, but it's now. Somebody type in the comments now, because I'm telling you right now, God, as I am speaking, the blue fire is coming out of my mouth, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is resting on this live, and it's hitting you right where you at. Somebody is fighting in you, and I keep going back to emotion. Your emotions is up. Your emotions is down. Lord have mercy. I'm sensing in the spirit that somebody's watching me, and it could be you or somebody that you connected with. You got a lot of anger. You got a lot of pressure. And the fact of the matter is, you have the right to be angry. But you need counseling. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is good. But you need counseling. You need to sit down and talk to a professional. You don't really need them to say anything. You just need a good sounding board. You need a good ear for somebody to just sit there and listen to you. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Because this is causing you, what you went through, what you lost, what you went through, is causing you to be depressed. It's causing you to be oppressed. And you have to get it out. You can't continue to walk around with the facade of this fake smile that everything is okay, because it's not. But God is healing you right now in your emotions. In your emotions. In your emotions, God is healing you right now. There's so much that's going on in this world. There's so much that's being transpired right now. And you don't know what to believe. You don't know what to do. And you're ready to give up. You're ready to throw in the towel. But hear me by the Holy Ghost. The Lord is working it out now for your good. Somebody's being healed emotionally. Somebody's physically being healed. Somebody's spirit and soul is being healed. Listen to me. Listen to me. I need you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, this is for those that want to receive Christ. Say, Dear Lord, I know that I'm a sinner, but I ask you now to forgive me of my sin. I repent now. I turn away. I turn away from my sin. I ask you, O Lord, to save me. Wash me in your blood. Heal me today. Save me today. I receive you in my life. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin, and on the third day you rose again with all power. And so, Lord, with that power, save me. Shut up. Oh, oh. Save me. Save me. And so now, Lord, fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill me with your spirit. I'm saved and I'm filled. Listen to me. Listen to me. Somebody else need to pray this prayer with me because you need healing. Listen, you need physical healing. You need emotional healing. Physical and emotional healing. Pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord, I ask you now to heal my heart. Heal my spirit. I need physical healing. I accept it. I embrace the healing now. I know you said in your word I could be angry, but I don't want to sin. There it is. Listen, I hear the Lord say, I am the God that I will repay. I am the God that I will restore. You will, listen to me, you will recover. You will recover all. They cannot break. Justice will be served. God is here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I can stand up. But God is healing you right now. God, listen to me. I command your emotions. I command your physical to be healed. I command right now. Be healed now. Emotions line up. You are great and you are powerful. And even in this storm, the Lord say, you will survive. You will survive. Wrapped around you right now. His arms of love. It's the triple whole time. His arms of love is wrapped around you right now. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Somebody want to commit suicide to you. Suicide to you. I command it to go now. Father, even that shooting that happened today at Amazon, we pray for offenders now. We pray for those that was affected by it. We pray for the one that lost a son, that lost a brother, that lost a loved one. My wife kept saying a few weeks ago, honey, we need to pray for mass shooting. And we just started praying, and she started praying, and we just continued to be praying. And look what happened today. I said on last week for the women to be careful. Young girls, young boys, young ladies, especially African Americans, our dark skin, it's not just for them, but it's for everybody. But I know what the enemy is trying to do. And I said, be careful, because they snatching these women up, these girls up, and they putting them into sex trafficking. And a few hours later, I got an inbox about a man here in Jacksonville, daughter. They can't find her. I don't know if they found her yet or not. They found her today. Wow. Last night. Look at God. Because I've been praying that she would be found and not hurt. Listen to me. I'm telling you, prosperity. God is speaking. And I need for you to hear what the prophet is saying. It's too much of mass shooting, it's too much of killing, it's too much of standing up. God says, be on your watch. We know that some things God is going to permit. We know God is some things God is going to allow. I'm telling you, God has given us a mandate to seek his face. Be healed now. Be healed now. Go to that counselor. See, the thing is, you have to do, and I may get inboxes about this, but I don't care. But let me tell you, prayer is good. It is awesome. But going to see a psychiatrist is very good. I'm going to be transparent in the next few minutes of that. Some years ago when we were living in North Carolina, and I don't share this often, but when the Spirit moves me, I share it. My daughter got abducted in North Carolina. She was taken from one place to another. Couldn't find her. But thank God somebody saw what car, who it was that took her. But the traumatic things that she experienced, no human should have ever experienced. They say that in that part of North Carolina, when they take or abduct someone and move them from one place to another, their plan is to kill them. So we found where she was, and so we got there to the location. Police got there, and we got there. Police knocked on the door, and I'm calling my daughter's name. Listen to me. I'm calling her name loud. The individual that took her, we knew him, but we didn't know the lady. So he opened his door. Listen, he opens the door and he says, "We says, where is my daughter?" He says, "Oh, we put her in a cab and sent her back home." Something in my spirit went right. I was so angry, I was ready to sin. But I knew that if I would have sinned and bust him up, I couldn't get the answer what I needed. Mind you, during the whole ordeal that made her smoke crack 8 to 10 times. Some other traumatic things to her. The officer told us to leave and go back to our place so we can see what she there or not. Listen, y'all. Got there, she wasn't there. Mind you, now when we was at the location, the officer really wanted me to knock him out because I felt them gently touching me, pushing me back. And he was like, "Go ahead and go over to the other side. Go over back to your place." So as we get there, she wasn't there. She wasn't there. But we get a phone call, and they said, we found her. She was in the house, in the closet, in garbage bags, with clothes on top of her. No, y'all. See, I serve a God that is so merciful. So after we got reunited and got to the hospital, my baby saw me, she saw us, and she hugged me. She said, Papa, she said, Dad, what kept me going was me praying and saying, Lord, help. And then when I heard your voice calling my name, I felt safe. Not only my father was there, which is Father Jesus, but you was there. I said all of this, said all of that to say this. This is healing somebody. That God will get the glory out of whatever you call. Many people ask me why you praise God the way you do. When the enemy tried to kill me when I was just a baby, crawling on the floor, chewed on the extension cord, shocked me. When I was in high school, had a bad seizure, died, and the Lord spoke to me and told me to arise, and I got a work for you to do. And just so last year, I was in an induced coma from another bad seizure. Praise God because I know he's a miracle worker. I praise God because when the trial finally came to pass, he was convicted 66 years and he had to serve those years consecutively. So that means he can't do all of them at one time. He has to serve it. She was convicted. Now, mind you, this lady, listen to me. Mind you, this lady, IQ level was probably on a fifth grade level. But through all of that, when they called us up, the main thing my wife and I said, we forgive you. We forgive y'all for what y'all did. But justice will be served. This thing was all over North Carolina, the area. I had people talking to me that I didn't even know and said, you are good, Father. You're so brave. I don't see how you are surviving. I don't see how your wife is surviving. I don't even see how your daughter survived. We just kept saying, it's the God inside of us. God is healing you right now. But it just wasn't just the prayers. Because we relocated back to Jacksonville. It wasn't just the prayers. But it was me sitting on that couch. I didn't want to talk to a pastor. I didn't want to talk to a prophet. I didn't want to talk to a leader. And y'all can judge me if you want to. But I had to go through the process of sitting down. Don't get me wrong. I talked to pastors. I talked to leaders. But I needed something different. But see, the saints are so judgmental until you feel like, oh, they're not going to give you wisdom. God allowed them to go through the school. God allowed them to get certain things to help you out, certain techniques, and it worked. That's why I'm here today, because of the prayers and because of me sitting on the couch. That's why she's here today and she danced the way she danced. It's because of the prayers. It's because she's sitting down talking to people. My son was affected of it as well because he got left by himself. So going through separation anxiety. Y'all don't know what people go through, but you want to judge. I don't have long. I don't have long. But I'm telling you right now, God is healing you right now. Divine healing is taking place. Justice will be served on your behalf. It may not be the years, the time that you think that they should get, but justice will be served. God has a way of doing stuff that is so sweet and so mighty. So when somebody asks me, can I trust God? Yes, I can trust him. Because when I was going through the depression and going through the hurt, I trusted. Even the voices that I heard, you might accuse yourself because you wasn't a good father. You wasn't on your watch. How could you allow this to happen? But the Lord said, it's not your fault. It's just a testimony. I want to admonish you on this day to trust the Father, even in this, because divine healing is yours. Listen, I'm done. But in July, our Monday Night Lives will be a 30-minute soaking. It will be a 30-minute soaking. We're going to just push into his presence. And we're going to cry out to God. Every Monday in July, meet me, 8 o'clock p.m. for the soaking. And I'm telling you, get your prayer shawls, get your pillows, get whatever you need to get yourself on this floor. God is getting ready to do something great. It's going to be a different setup. I don't know how we're going to set it up. I won't be at a table. But we're going to make a way. God is going to do something. Every time I do a soaking, something spectacular happens. I love you. Thank God for it. This has been a blessing to you. Take time and sow. We will be continuing to doing our Facebook Live, but we will be coming on our very own network, Inspired Network. That's going to cost us some great money. But we have the potential of reaching 140 million homes through Roku, through Fire Stick, through Apple TV. So what you sow is going towards media. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for coming to the prophecy. Shalom, beloveds. I love you.